Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Suspicion Nation, the inside story of the Trayvon Martin injustice and why we continue to repeat it, by Lisa Bloom, performed by the author.
To my mother, Gloria Allred, in honor of her fervent, relentless, lifelong fight against injustice. We are always paid for our suspicion by finding what we suspect. Henry David Thoreau. Foreword by Jeffrey Toobin. By the standards of most criminal trials, there were few issues in dispute in the matter of State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. This was no whodunit. The identity of the killer, the murder weapon, the time and cause of death, all were agreed upon by both the prosecution and defense. In that regard, it was a simple case. At the same time, the Zimmerman trial touched upon some of the most haunting and complex issues in American life. Race, violence, guns, the fairness of the criminal justice system. These are the subjects at the heart of Lisa Bloom's Suspicion Nation. With the mind of a lawyer and the eye of a journalist, Bloom achieves a remarkable double success, meticulously examining the evidence in this case while also placing the whole Zimmerman saga in a broad historical and cultural context. The heart of Bloom's book is her critique of the presentation of the case against Zimmerman by Florida's state attorneys. There was really only one issue in the trial. What was Zimmerman's intent when he fired the fatal shot into Trayvon Martin's heart? Did his actions reflect the recklessness necessary to find him guilty of second-degree murder, as the prosecution contended? Or was Zimmerman merely acting in self-defense, as his lawyers maintained? It was not an easy case for either side, and we all now know that Zimmerman was swiftly acquitted. But Bloom argues that the prosecutors could have won this case, but, in simple terms, they blew it. As Bloom writes, "The overlooked evidence, lack of witness preparation, and poor strategic choices made by the state's attorneys were nothing short of astonishing." Bloom expertly picks apart the evidence in the case to show the missed chances by the prosecution. Consider one example. In his statements to the police and the news media, Zimmerman asserted that he shot Martin because he believed the young man was reaching for Zimmerman's gun. But as Bloom carefully examines the evidence, we see that Zimmerman's gun was actually hidden inside his waistband and behind his back. How could Martin have seen the gun, much less reached for it in a way?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?